Chile is your home of the hottest hits, and this man, he rose to prominence back in the day. He's pretty amazing, though. Have a listen to this. From Australia's Got Talent to now, doing tunes like this, Goodbye, Jack Vidgen. Oh, yes. Now, 10 years older, 10 years wiser, he joins us right now. Jack Vidgen, how are you going?
Hi, I am so good. How are you?
Oh, so good, mate. That is a phenomenal voice you have there. Congratulations. So tell us about this song, Goodbye.
Thank you. I mean, I've done back what you said earlier. Like, I can't believe it's been 10 years since Australia's Got Talent. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it must seem like yesterday.
I mean, I feel like I'm 53 at this point, but at the same time, it's gone very fast at the same time. But Goodbye, I mean, I wrote Goodbye, my new song, over that maybe about 6 months ago, and it's about going sober and getting clean. I've had a lot of issues over the years with some vices I've had in my life and some substance abuse things that have come up for me, and yeah, it's a very emotional release, but at the same time it's very celebratory because I'm kind of celebrating where I'm at in life right now, and I'm 6 months clean and things are really good.
And Jack, did any of those vices kind of come about because you were shut into the limelight at such an early age and it opened up all those kind of doors for you and the temptation?
No, you know what? Yeah. I was saying this yesterday in an interview. I never got offered a drug. I got offered a drug once when I was 14 in the music industry. I didn't say yes, but that was the only time I've been offered anything to do like with being in the music industry. Mm-hmm. You know, what's been really actually harder is navigating once I came out as gay, and there's the party world in the queer scene can be very hectic, and like no one gives you a handbook of what to say yes and what to say no to. And so navigating that kind of more in my late teens, early 20s, has been a struggle. It really has.
Appearing on Australia's Got Talent back in the day, 10 years ago, being thrust into the limelight, it must have been a bit of a whirlwind for you. What was the experience like?
Oh, it was amazing. It was definitely a whirlwind, but like, I mean, if you think about it, I was 14. My dream was to sing on the scale that I got to end up doing it on, and my dreams were coming true day by day. Like, I won Australia's Got Talent, and then I released a couple of albums, and I was signed with the label, and on paper, everything was incredible. But I think just naturally, I didn't really, and this is no one's fault, because I asked for this, but like I didn't really get to kind of grow up and learn the tools of how to live life and navigate life just normally. And so I think it was quite a lot, quite fast. But I mean, I would never take anything back. I had an amazing time, and I've learned a lot from it. So no, yeah, I would never change anything.
And doing that 10 years ago, Jack, and then coming back and doing something like The Voice in 2019, which was the same year that I got brought back, you absolute bastard. And doing America's Got Talent, the champions in 2020, and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. What decisions did you make to kind of kick back into the scene on such a large scale?
Good question. I mean, it was kind of a question mark on how to kind of get back into the industry, because I kind of dramatically took myself out of it, and I went from 100 to zero quite quickly. Like, I was living over in LA and I was enjoying it, and then all of a sudden I wasn't enjoying it anymore, and a few things in my personal life happened, and which kind of led me to decide to stop singing. So I had 5 years off, and it was kind of the perfect storm. The producers had reached out for a few years in a row asking if I would come on the show, and I said no, and then got to 2019, and I just felt ready, and it felt like it was the right thing to do, and I was really happy that I did because I loved it.
And now you've relaunched your music career as an independent artist. How good is it having that freedom as well, writing your own stuff and producing it all?
I mean, I love it. I mean, it's very different to what I experienced 10 years ago because I was with a label, and I've just got more creative freedom at this point. I mean, it's not to say that I won't sign with a label again. It's just with where I'm at now, I'm really enjoying it. And I mean, people ask me all the time, why do you do so many reality shows? I feel like you've done like a million. And I'm like, yes, and I'm going to keep doing them. This is how I make money, because I am independent and I'm going to fund releasing my music.
And your audience is right back into music, and that's reflected in the charts as well. So one of your recent releases, Pray, was at number one on the Independies. We've got Lonely, and we've got the brand new one with Goodbye. It's got to be really humbling to see that people are all about Jack Vidgen at the moment, right into your story as well, coming from 10 years ago to where you are now, Jack.
Oh, it's really lovely. It's really affirming. It's really nice to kind of, I get to share my story in a way that's authentic to me, which is through music, and it's nice that people connect with that.
A lot of people connecting to your Instagram as well, taking a few naked selfies, I've noticed, completely nude. Yeah, you've got a habit of doing this, and geez, your physique is looking good, my friend.
Thank you. Well, I mean, last lockdown was a bit of a shit show for me. So this lockdown, I wanted to kind of get a personal trainer. So yeah, I mean, I'm known to have not stepped foot into a gym my whole life. So it's been a big switch up for me.
If Dan was to send you some naked photos of himself, would you be able to give him some advice on what steps he should be taking, perhaps?
Sure.
I have a sloppy rig, mate. You do not want to see
it. It's a father figure, mate. It's a father figure.
I will not slide into your DMs anytime soon because it would be poor for your retinas, my friend. You've already had enough trauma in your life.
That's it.
Well, we're loving the tune. Jack Vigen, we appreciate you taking time out with us. It's called Goodbye. Get on every single Spotify. Get on YouTube. Check out his stuff. Get on his socials, check out his nude body, Jack Vigen. Wonderful to chat to you, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. That one.